in Letterkenny, what we've seen over recent years is heavy expenditure on agency staff. So you're bringing in agency doctors. It's not good for the patient because you don't have a continuity of service. You have staff changing all the time, and it's not good for the hospital in terms of, you know, being able to attract the quality of personnel, frankly. I mean, if you look at Letterkenny right now, they're awaiting, you know, in terms of urology and in terms of gynecology. So, I mean, what you're doing is putting huge pressure on the consultant or the doctors and nurses that are there.
These issues seem to have been with us for a very long time, and we're constantly saying that an element of the crisis at LUH is the fact that they're short consultants and they're short that expertise you speak of.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the first thing is that they need to make the process, the application process, much less cumbersome. But the second thing, and it's very, very important, is the working conditions that doctors are operating in. We are asking huge hours of our consultants, as we are of our nurses, and that isn't sustainable. We do have a huge offering in Donegal. There is a great quality of life. I think we have the capacity to attract top consultants and specialists so we can build our hospital and have a better service to the public. But you need to get those aspects right, and it's clear, because it's a chicken and egg, because of the pressure within the hospital, it does impact them on the type of working conditions, and that's not attractive, and we need to change that.